When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
I have not met Mark Eddington before. A friend of mine told me about him, and I wanted to make sure I understood this story correctly because this could happen to you. Hey, Mark, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good. So where do you live, Mark?
So I live in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Got it. But you also own a property in Michigan, is that right?
I do. My wife, Lisa, and I own a vacant property we're hoping to build on someday in South Haven, Michigan.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that want to do that, have a lake house. Sometimes it's not a lake house or a cabin. It's a plot of land, and you go, oh, we're going to get there someday. So that was you. And this is a case of maybe identity theft or a real estate transaction that could have been catastrophic. What happened to you guys?
I mean, basically, to make a long story short, we'll call them fraudsters, but some fraudsters out there tried to list, well, they successfully listed our property with the real estate agent and tried to sell it out from under us. So it got pretty far down the line before the ultimately the prospective buyer's attorney, you know, smelled something fishy and reached out to me.
In other words, the fraudster, if you will, even his attorney thought, there's something wrong here. Is that right?
Well, that was the buyer's attorney so you know, this poor couple that was going to buy our property, who were not fraudulent folks. They were just regular people that saw the listing on MLS, and made an offer and ultimately put money into earnest and did a survey and hired an attorney for their closing. For their closing purposes, that attorney from Michigan got hold of us saying, hey, my buyers keep getting hung up trying to get this closing scheduled. Are you Mark Eddington that actually owns this property in South Haven? And if you are, is it actually for sale? And I said, no, we do own it, my wife and I, but it is not for sale.
Right. Yeah. So I kind of missed the third-party element of this in my description. I understand the story, I think, but right. So a couple came along, wanted to buy it. Somebody else was representing themselves as you, saying, sure, I'll sell it to you. You give me the money, you get the deed. I wonder, what was the thing that was the hang-up? What was it that caused that attorney to reach out to you to make sure you were the guy?
So they had scheduled a closing the week before that fell through because the fraudsters, for whatever reason, weren't able to get my wife's signature or the fraudulent Lisa Eddington's signature on the closing document. And they made several excuses, why they couldn't give that signature. They said that, Lisa Eddington was in cancer treatment. They said Lisa Eddington was in a car accident and couldn't sign it. The buyers actually said, hey, we'll send a mobile notary to wherever you are, Lisa Eddington. We'll pay for it. And the whole thing kind of fell apart there because they were looking to get a signature of the fraudulent Lisa Eddington to be kind of waived. I think that's what their hope was.
I get it. Yeah. Boy, that Lisa Eddington, she had a bad run there, didn't she? Cancer, car crash.
Right.
That's a bad run.
Right. She could have been married to me. That would have been a really bad run for her.
She married Mark. He's right. Some crazy guy. He can't keep track of his real estate. So did the fraudster have an attorney? And I wonder, did anybody ever lay eyes on these people?
No. So that's kind of the real disconcerting part for me was these folks were able to list our property without really showing any information at all, just by an email. They sent an email to a listing agent in Michigan, a local agent, who listed the property. And apparently, according to Michigan law, you do not need to show any sort of identification or your face or anything apparently other than an email to list whatever property you want to list. So that's what happened. Our property got listed in June. Apparently these folks, you know, these fraudsters, this is fraud that's going on, you know, all over the country. And what they do is they try to find properties where no one's living on it. So think of like a vacant property where the owners live out of state so that they're not, you know, there was a for sale sign in this in our yard, I'll call it a yard.
Wow.
And we weren't even aware of it. So, you know, clearly once we found out what was going on, I reached out to the, you know, the Allegan County, Michigan recorder's office. And they do have some of these recorder's offices do have a fraud alert that you can put your properties, you know, you put your PIN number for your property on it, and you'll get a text or you'll get an automated email if anyone tries to do anything, you know, put anything on the deed of your property or on the title.
That's pretty amazing, so, though, that I could. I wonder if then they just drove around, looked at empty lots in a neighborhood and thought, let's figure out where that is and let's see if we can sell it. I mean, how did they randomly or know to pick your property?
You know, I think, John, I mean, not to give away too much, but I don't even think they needed to drive around to do it. I think how you could do it is you can get on, you know, and get on the internet and get on. Most counties have some sort of parcel information and tax information on every property that's within the county. And my guess is they just searched property by property, and you can find out where the folks who own the property, where the tax bill gets sent, where the property tax bill gets sent. And they probably saw that it got sent to Downers Grove, the Michigan property with no house on it. Let's try to sell this thing.
Wow. So then they reach out to, did you say they just, but a realtor has to put it on MLS, right? I mean, is that
correct?
They
reached out to a realtor by email. You know, there were some red flags there, like the, you know, I got my hands on the email that was sent to the realtor, and you know, they'd spelled my last name wrong. Kind of the English that they used in the email seemed kind of sketchy. So I think there were some red flags there that should have caused maybe, hopefully would have caused more suspicion than it did. And then here's the other thing they do is they list these properties to sell. So they make it look like it's a great deal, so it sells quickly, and they want a cash deal. And, you know, unfortunately, unsuspecting buyers see a deal that they, you know, want to close as quickly as possible.
Right, especially in this real estate market. And then it was at a good price. Do you know what they were listing it for relative to maybe the value of it, were it to be a legitimate transaction?
You know, I know what they listed it for, but I don't have any perspective what someone would pay for it, you know, what it's actually worth.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
But bummer for them, the people that thought they were buying it straight up, right? And maybe they're a cash buyer and they go, oh my God, we got to jump. That's a great price. We've always wanted to be over there.
That's exactly right. You know, I didn't realize this type of fraud was a thing. And, you know, the first thing I do, you know, I go to my old buddy ChatGPT and plug this in, and it tells you all about it, as you might imagine. And it was useful to refer to, you know, to chat, to tell me, you know, what do you do? How do you handle, what am I supposed to do now that somebody's trying to buy my property without me knowing it or allowing it or sanctioning it? So it was nice. It was a good tool.
You make it also sound like, I wonder if these people were even in the United States. They might have been in Africa or Asia, Europe, wherever, right?
I think they did determine that the fictitious Lisa Eddington was in California. So whether or not she actually was in California, I have no idea. I will say, you know, I got to give kudos to the Allegan County Sheriff's Department, because I reached out to them and, you know, the sheriff went right to the property. Obviously, we don't live in Michigan. I was in Illinois when I was talking to him, and the sheriff went right to the property, took a picture of the for sale sign, and, you know, to the extent they can, you know, interviewed the attorney and, you know, the buyer's attorney, interviewed the listing agent, and is trying to, you know, piece together how this thing happened and investigate it.
Did the couple that thought they were buying it legitimately put, you said they put down earnest money. Did they get their money back?
This I'm not aware of. I do know their attorney was, evaluating what options they had to try to recapture any of this money that they're out. You know, they had a survey done as well, which is, and then whatever the attorney's fees would be for the amount of work that was spent on this. I do figure they're going to try to recapture that somehow. I don't know how that would work, though.
Yeah, and from whom? I mean, I don't know if there's insurance against fraud and an insurance company would make you whole. But even that's probably not 100%. That's crazy. And imagine if the sale had gone through. What if, in fact,
so my wife and I kind of laughed. You know, once it was time to laugh about this, that's what we laughed about. We're like, what would have happened? We don't see this property very often, John. What would happen if we pulled up and there was a house on it? And interesting enough, one of my attorney friends said, you would probably end up owning that house because it's your property and it might be cumbersome and the legal, going through all the legal machinations would be difficult.
Oh, wow. Wait, if somebody does you the courtesy of building a house on your property, that's your house. And then they have to sue you. Well, so get a load of this. I got an email from a listener who said...
I would imagine you'd sue some sort of title company, right, that would provide title insurance on, for those sorts of transactions. So I guess in hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have found out about this. I don't know. Maybe we'd have been better off if we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, wait and see if it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with granite, and then you would like it.
Right.
Okay, but listen to this. A contractor, this is from a listener. John, a contractor friend of mine bought a home in Oak Park and started to rehab it. A few months later, the actual owner, who was in a retirement home, passed away. The heirs of the owner came back and found my friend and his family were living in the home. Someone faked the seller's identity, listed the home with a broker, went under contract, closed the sale, and the fake seller disappeared with the cash. There was title insurance, which could refund the buyer the purchase price, but not the $85,000 worth of rehab work done to the house. He is still trying to negotiate a settlement with the owner's heirs because he's like, okay, yeah, but look, we just made that house that much more valuable. And they're like, that's okay. We were going to sell it anyway. We didn't need $85,000 worth of work. So we don't feel like we have to give you the money. We don't want to spend that money, but somebody did. They are out the cash, and they don't have the house.
Unbelievable.
So that's the nightmare that you avoided, I guess. Wow. Hey, John, this listener says, I'm a Baird Warner residential real estate agent, and we're trained and aware of scams going on for vacant lots. So I guess this is a thing. And do you know then in the Chicago area, now that you're our expert on this, Mark, in the Chicago area, maybe in Michigan, if a property is listed, does the county automatically double back to the real owner of the property to make sure this is legit?
Not that I'm aware of, other than, the counties that do have some sort of, property fraud detection, like Allegan County now has it. You know, it's funny because when they said, you can give us, enter your PIN number and you'll get texted and emailed when anything happens to the deed of your property. And I'm like, is this a thing you guys have gone through? Is this rampant in Allegan County? And they said, no, but they said, we are aware of it being a problem in Kalamazoo County, Michigan. So apparently word is getting around that this type of fraud is becoming more of a problem.
847 texted in and said, Cook County does offer a fraud alert on deeds if you sign up. Everybody sign up for fraud alert. John, I'm a notary public, and this serves as a grim reminder to dot the I's and cross the T's. And finally, I was contacted 3 different times about listing a property in Mundelein. I had reached out directly to the owner after the first time. Then again, when I saw that his land was listed with another agent, and I was still contacted again for the same land. Boy, a lot of that's going on out there. Mark, I'm glad that you dodged the worst of it, and I'm really glad you shared that story with our mutual friend and with us. This is a good reminder for everybody.
No, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, hopefully people just understand, you know, there's a new type of fraud to worry about. So, you know, we'll call back when there's the next new fraud.
Well, if you do, yeah, because you and your poor wife, I just hope
it'll
her health improves. I hope that if something else, I'll tell you what, if there's a PS to this at some point, reach back out to producer Pete and we'll finish the story. All right.
Will do. Thanks again, John.
That's Mark Eddington, lives in the suburbs, got a property in Michigan and still does.